We continue in our scripture reading in the book of Joshua. We come to chapter 20 today. You'll find it on page number 247 in your pew Bible. It's a short chapter, 9 verses, but a wonderful one. And we have here the actual implementation by Joshua of what was commanded by God through Moses in number 35 for the construction or the designation of the cities of refuge. There were to be 6 cities, and you see them listed here. 3 on the west side of the Jordan, 3 on the east. They run north to south, spaced throughout the nation, so the people can go there. And the idea is if someone is a unintentional manslayer, it was not a self-conscious act of murder, but an accident happened, someone was killed, that the manslayer could flee to the city of refuge. He would present himself. They would receive him. And then the avenger of blood, the family member to exact the death penalty upon murder, would not be able to do that. The man would be safe. Now, there's 3 things I want to highlight before I read it. The first is we have here an example of the spirituality of God's justice. Namely, that God cares about the inward state. It's not merely behaviors. Christianity is never mere behaviorism. Our child raising should not be mere behaviorism. Church discipline should not be mere behaviorism. But the intention matters, and you have the case. Maybe they were working in the woods, and an axe head flew off, and he should not have allowed that to happen. But it did happen, and his neighbor was killed by it. Well, that was not an act of murder. He did not have murder in his heart. He should not be treated as a murderer. And so the Bible cares about the spirituality, the motives and intentions of the heart in all that we do. Now, you read the Sermon on the Mount, you get the same thing. It works in all things. It's not merely the behavior, it's the inward attitude. And so God reads the heart. We are to take those things in mind as well. Secondly, though, we also have the sobriety of God's justice. It is, in fact, a serious matter in this case, even to accidentally kill someone with some negligence on your part. And so while the man is not going to be slain, he is effectively going to be in prison. He cannot leave the city of refuge. When he gets there, by the way, an inquiry is made to see if it's legitimate. And if it was an accidental manslaughter, he won't be killed, but he cannot leave the city. That's a reminder that we're to be responsible for our behavior and for the outcome of our behavior. And God does abhor the shedding of blood. And so you have the sobriety of God's justice as well. Thirdly, wonderfully in this passage, you have the gospel hope of God's justice. Look with me at verse 6, I believe. And he shall remain in that city till he stood before the congregation until the death of him who is high priest at that time. What's going on there? Well, here we have the substitutionary death of the high priest for the offender. It's only when the sitting high priest has died that the person who committed manslaughter is able to leave the city of refuge and go on to his life. Now, what's going on there? What's going on is the preparation of the people of God for the coming of Jesus Christ. God has made a wonderful provision for us in his perfect justice, namely that the Lord Jesus, his son, our high priest, would die in our place. And he has done that. We, his people, are now free, even from justice for the sins that we deserve. Wonderfully anticipated in the cities of refuge in Joshua chapter 20. Well, let's have these things in mind as we give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Joshua chapter 20. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Say to the people of Israel, appoint the cities of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses, that the manslayer who strikes any person without intent or unknowingly may flee there. There shall be for you a refuge from the avenger of blood. He shall flee to one of these cities and shall stand at the entrance of the gate of the city and explain his case to the elders of that city. Then they shall take him into the city and give him a place, and he shall remain with them. And if the avenger of blood pursues him, they shall not give up the manslayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor unknowingly and did not hate him in the past. And he shall remain in that city until he has stood before the congregation for judgment, until the death of him who is high priest at that time. Then the manslayer may return to his own town and his own home, to the town from which he fled. So they set apart Kadesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, and Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. And beyond the Jordan, east of Jericho, they appointed Bezer in the wilderness of the tableland from the tribe of Reuben, and Ramoth in Gilead from the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh. These were the cities designated for all the people of Israel and for the stranger sojourning among them, that anyone who killed a person without intent could flee there, so that he might not die by the hand of the avenger of blood till he stood before the congregation. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.